Hi, Travel Besties. I'm your host, Jennifer Rodman, and we're going to dive into my first trip ever. Out of the country, Costa Rica. Alerted fact of the day, Costa Rica boasts no less than 12 unique ecological zones and has one of the greatest biodiversities in the world. All coffee grounds in Costa Rica are known as the Arabica variety. The coffee business is vital to Costa Rican's economy, with coffee exports accounting to 20% of the country's total exports. This trip came into fruition after a decision my best friend and I made. We were thinking of doing something spontaneous for our birthdays, so I found this remarkable package on Groupon. I was skeptical at first, don't get me wrong. I'd never purchased anything from there, but it was too good to be true. So it included our lounging, the activities, and some fun of the trip. Upon arrival to Costa Rica, we were greeted with a sign saying Jennifer and Chelsea. We were escorted to our van and we were headed to the hotel. We stayed at a Hilton Hotel in San Jose, Costa Rica. We were definitely tired, so all we did was sleep that first day. The next day we went to this shopping center and we stopped at a restaurant. The menus there were vibrant, were full of images. And one of our waitresses there, she was so fond of us that she wanted a photo of us. She wanted us. It was just like if we were celebrities. I didn't know how to react to this. My best friend, we all looked at each other. We just laughed. But she was very nice. So that having that in a different country was really nice to experience. The next day, we went to another part of Costa Rica, La Fortuna. In this location, we were escorted to our rooms and golf carts to our own little villa. It was just beautiful. Our shower was literally a waterfall, and the guys there were, oh my gosh, I was young, so things like this amused me then. That same night, my best friend and I, we wanted to do something. We were bored in our villa, so we went to the pool. Then we met these two sisters there, Samantha and Michaela, and we started interacting with them. We found out they were part of our group. And we were with the young ones there. Everyone was with families. So we got to know each other. So the duration of our trip, which was the second or third day there, we were with them. And it was fun. So the next day we went right river rafting. I was definitely terrified because I didn't know what I was getting into. So we were in groups. So in the front, it was the sisters. Then it was my best friend. Then it was two other people, and then it was me. And I was very, like, terrified because I was like, what if I slip? What if I fall? What if this happens or what if that happens? But I went with the flow. We were going through, like, little waterfalls and just getting that sense of feeling, like, falling. It was so cool. Like, I definitely enjoyed it very much, being in this beautiful scenery, just hearing the birds, the calm water. It was very exhilarating, thrilling. Like, I would not take this experience back. Then there was a little drop coming, so he flipped us over. We all yelled and screamed. It was so much fun, though. They rewarded us with beer and delicious fruit. Costa Rica has the best fruit. It's delicious. Like, the papaya, the pineapple, the mangoes. It was just, oh my goodness, it's delicious. That same day, we went to a local farm to have custom Costa Rican food. It was delicious. We had yuca, casimiento, which is beans and rice together. It's like if they're married, which is really cool that I learned there. We also had delicious meat and fresh juices. And then my favorite thing was the coffee. We had also coffee. That's something that's part of their culture, and they have it with every meal. So I definitely enjoyed that part the most. We also tried moonshine, which is caique guaro. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's the most popular distilled spirit in Costa Rica. I recorded my bestie making the sugar cane for our drinks this day. It was such a hospitable day. And it's just the energy there was all great. Everyone was cheering each other on, taking videos. We all cheered. We went para arriba, para abajo, para adentro. And that's how we do cheers there. Definitely very exciting. The following day, we went to a rainforest in Monteverde where we went ziplining. I'm a person who's terrified of heights. And I am still until this day. And I just remember holding on so tight because they mentioned if you were to like get stuck there, you would have to pull yourself to the other side. And I was just like, oh my goodness, imagine like you're on top of a rainforest, you're getting stuck. And then I know, I just freaked. But it was one of the best moments of my life. I love doing stuff like this. I love rope coursing, zip lining, all that. It was just definitely so much fun. And we got to do like 8 different zip lines. The last one, it was 2 people, so it was me and my best friend. That one was intense, but it was so much fun. At that time, I had a GoPro, so my GoPro went everywhere with me. And I attached it to my helmet, and it was just like, I have the best videos. Just looking at the rainforest, seeing our excitement, it was just amazing. Like, I would not. That same day, we walked and saw many prestigious waterfalls like La Paz, Fortuna Waterfall. They were immensely huge, but mesmerizing to watch. You just felt at peace, embracing Mother Nature. So that was definitely a moment to just calm yourself and just enjoy these little moments that many don't appreciate. The next day, we traveled to Guanacaste. Upon arrival, we were escorted to our villas near the ocean. This part of Costa Rica was humid. We had insects crawling. We had a beehive actually outside of our villas. I'm terrified of bees. I don't even know if I'm allergic to them, but that was terrifying to me. We had to call the assistant to help us and remove it because, no, they told us we had to leave because if they swarm out, we could get injured. And it was just like, no, the situation was just bad. So the next morning, they had these events that we could do in the villa. So I saw a kayaking one, and I love kayaking. That's something that my grandfather instilled in me. We did a lot of adventures back in Washington State. He would take me kayaking on his double-seated kayak, and we would do it every morning. So I was like, I told my best friend, let's go, like, I wanna, you know, do this. And she's like, okay. So we went, and she obviously, she's not good at it, so we were the last ones. While our whole team was already in the front, we were like literally the last ones. I was like, oh my gosh, what a bummer. But besides that, we had fun. We went snorkeling. It was in the ocean. We had to wear like these mask ones where you could breathe. It was definitely scary. I'm afraid of the ocean. I'm afraid of sharks. So that was that. We actually went to a little island. We had fruit. It was delicious. It's like we were living that tropical life. I loved it. Then we went back. We were still the last ones. So on our way back, everyone was like, you know, got to the destination. They were out their kayak and we were the last ones. And then we had a photographer for this trip. So he captured the perfect moment. So we were kayaking back. I had my GoPro. We were, you know, talking. We were almost there. And then out of nowhere, like I turn around, my best friend turns around and we see this wave and you're on a kayak, you know, it's not Maxwell. So that wave starts coming and then our photographer captures this whole moment and that wave flipped us over and submerged us into the ocean to the bottom, causing me to like scrape myself with the rocks and I was just cut and bruised. It was so bad. And the cherry on top, I lost my GoPro. I was just like, this is the ocean. I could not find my GoPro after this. Like, I was like, no, I have so many memories. We went ziplining, we did this. This was literally our 5th day there. And I was like, I captured so much, not just to lose my GoPro, like, no. So one of the guys in our group, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to find it. I was so sad, but I didn't panic. I don't know, something in me like knew that I was going to receive it back. So the instructor told us, oh, the water like goes back and then you could probably get it. So I was just like, oh, okay. So one of the guys in our group, he found it. He's like, look what I have. And then the photographer caught that moment as well. And he caught the moment where I was injured. And it was just like, wow, it was so much fun. And I didn't expect that to happen. But that was my highlight of my trip. It was like the moments he got. It was just, I don't know, it was just amazing. It was nice to experience this, even though I was injured, but I didn't care. It was fun. So going back to our villa, they all ran to me. Are you okay? Are you okay? We heard what happened. And they treated me like a princess. And then they cured me. They offered me any drink I wanted. It was just, it was nice, the hospitality, and I enjoyed that, that they actually cared for the people that visited them, the tourists. So it was nice to experience that. Next day, or that same day, because it was early in the morning, my best friend and I were like, you know, everyone here just wants to stay here. Why? I wanted to experience the country, not just stay and get all inclusive. That was not me, and I don't want that. So we got dressed and we went out. We got directions on where to go, so we walked. I was like, I want to enjoy Costa Rica for what it is. We walked. We went to these beautiful beaches because we wanted to see the sunset. We tried different foods out there. And then we tried our coconuts. Coconuts, they were like a dollar. It was delicious. We took pictures with our coconuts. As we were walking, we also heard monkeys. And I know Costa Rica is known for their howler monkeys. My best friend was terrified because the monkeys kept getting closer to us. But I just loved it. Like, I know they could get violent. But just experiencing it and just listening to them from far was amazing. You never experienced this in Cali. And there you have all this happening at once. It's just amazing. And I love to experience this type of stuff. After that, we took the bus and we went to this part and we just ate at this local place. We got ice cream. We met this dog at a park. It was a German Shepherd. And the dog was just so sweet and so lovable. And we took so many pictures of it. It was just amazing. We saw horses. We saw farms. It was humid, but it was beautiful. Enjoying these little moments and walking forever. But we didn't feel it because we were enjoying the moments. And at some certain point, I was upset with my best friend. She was always on her phone. I was just like, you have to be in the moment. Don't be on your phone. Your phone could wait. This experience cannot wait. Like, you're in the fifth day. We only have like 2 days left. Like, no, you have to enjoy this. And we argued for a little bit, but, you know, we got over it and we were enjoying the trip. The next day, we left. We went to Jaco Beach. So Jaco Beach is known for the nightlife, but it's more of a dangerous side. There are people known to have like narcotics, and it's more of a drug place where they have drugs and that kind of stuff. So they told us not really to go out in this area because stuff could happen to you. So that moment, it was raining, but we still wanted to go out. Being stubborn, my best friend, we still wanted to go out, so we're like, okay, let's go out. So we got a taxi with the two sisters and then my best friend and I. So our taxi driver, once we got in, he's like, where do you guys want to go? So we told him where we wanted to go. And he was like, weird. He told us, oh yeah, I used to be an ex-convict. Then I met God and I'm a changed man. So that moment when he said that, we looked at each other like, oh crap, we're in trouble. And then he kept telling us, yeah, do you guys want to know God? And we're like, oh my gosh, he's going to kill us. And we're going to get kidnapped. We didn't know what to even think. Like, it was insane. And then my best friend was in the front. And then I was in the back with the two girls, the two sisters, Michaela and Samantha. And then he was telling my best friend, like, oh, your hair is so pretty. Where are you from? And then all this stuff. And then she felt uncomfortable. And then I panicked. But I started speaking in Spanish because they speak Spanish here. So I was like, oh, sí, estamos de aquí. Estamos viajando acá. Queremos ser aquí. And I was just talking to him. And he's like, ay, tú hablas en español. And he starts turning the light on. And we're like, no, just keep your eyes on the road. Like, we want to make it alive. And then he starts to pull over. And we're like, he's like, oh, ese señor necesita ayuda. This guy needs help. And we're like, no, no, no. Keep going straight. Like, why are you pulling over? And we're like, oh my gosh, guys, get ready. This is what we're going to do if he were to stop. And we were panicking and he starts laughing like it's funny. And then we're like, no, like, come on, take us to our destination. And then he was talking to us, like telling us, oh, this is the place where they sell drugs. If you guys want to get happy, this is what they do this and stuff like that. He's like, oh, he finally took us to our destination. Like, oh, if you guys need me to be your driver, just call me. And we're like, oh, hell no, like, never again. We were terrified. We thought that moment was the end of it. So finally we got a trip back with another person and he took us back and it was calm. We made it. We were safe. We're like, never again. Like, we didn't think we were going to experience this. And then they were warning us that this was going to happen or stuff like this happened. And that's the moment we found out that this really is true. And it was terrifying. Never again. Like, this location was the worst for me personally. The next day, we left Costa Rica and we were just so sad. We made so many friends there. Fofo, he was our driver, also our photographer, and just meeting these people and their hospitality and how sweet they were. So just remember to embrace these memories. Always have fun, enjoy the moment, and never allow anything to intervene into those moments. Follow me on my Instagram page at Travel and Discuss. Don't forget to like and follow. Check out our website to see what other streaming platforms you can listen on. Thank you again, and hope to hear you see you guys back on my next episode. Bye, guys. So just remember to embrace these memories. Always have fun, enjoy the moment, and never allow anything to intervene into those moments. Follow me on my Instagram page at Travel and Discuss. Don't forget to like and follow. Check out our website to see what other streaming platforms you can listen on. Thank you again, and hope to hear you see you guys back on my next episode. Bye, guys.